I really don't even, shoot. It was a long game. I didn't want to play no more. I was ready to leave. They ran up earlier in the game, and I was like, if they run it again, I got to jump the slant. Reggie stopped his part, which is originally the main route they want to go to. Then the receiver shut his route down, so it was allowed me to just intercept the ball. Then everybody next stormed the field, and I just ran to the locker room and started getting undressed already. Then, then I was like, Aaron, they want to interview you. I was already juiced up, so it was, untouchable vibe I was on at that point. So then I just proceeded to give a good interview.
How do you feel like you guys are tackling right now? I mean, this seems like a team that's going to stress you on the perimeter and make you tackle in open space. How do you feel like you guys are tackling?
Pretty good, but not good enough. You know, you're still missing tackles, but I feel that, we're practicing a lot harder. We're practicing tackling a lot more, so, better than last year.
Really said that this group is maybe the most athletic team you've faced. What have you seen on film and preparing for this offense?
They got the receiver number one. He's a pretty big physical guy. They got some other fast guys on the team, They give us a challenge downfield on deep balls and stuff like that, so, but I feel it's nothing that we can't handle. But we just got to make the plays on the ball when it's in the air.
You're still looking for that first pick of the season right now? What's that like?
This is cool. It makes me a little hungry. I watch everybody else get picks. I'm like, AJ getting picks before me, everyone else. So I'm just, it keeps us, like, that's what defense is. It keeps us motivated to just go out there and want to make a play. So everybody's like wanting to make the play. Nobody's sitting there like, oh my God, I don't know if we can. So I feel like it gives us more and more confidence when we're on the field because we're trying to make that play for the team and for ourselves, really. It's kind of a competition going around the whole defense.
What are your thoughts on Manny Wilkins, our quarterback?
Boy can throw a good deep ball. Like, he's really like deep and outside. Like, corners can't really get to it. He's throwing like 100 passes and like no interceptions or something like that. So, I mean, that's really impressive.
A guy that can run also, how does that work as a defensive back when you know when to close on him or stay on your man?
That's childish. I hate quarterbacks that really can run. You just got to plaster your guy. You just got to act like you don't see him. And then maybe if you pass the line of scrimmage, go after him. But you really just got to stick on your guy and leave the linebackers to do that.
Do you like playing in Tempe? I mean, especially with what happened 2 years ago?
That'd be cool. I just don't like playing on grass like too much, but Tempe's cool though. It's a nice little vibe. It's a nice town.
What's wrong with grass?
You can't really get your nice cuts and coming out the breaks and stuff like you do on turf. But other than that, it's cool. You don't get no turf burns, so that's the only positive.
Is there anything actually like legitimate to the Pac-12 always seems to have crazy night games? Like, is there actually a reason for that?
Something like the hashtag Pac-12 after dark type stuff. I don't know, but it's always some crazy stuff happening. I'm not trying to live through that right now. So, we go four quarters. We handle what we got to do, get out of there, get back. But, like that old Cal at Ole Miss, that was crazy. But, I don't know what it is. It just happens. I mean, nobody's up to watch it but us, but. Yeah, it's wild, man.